When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
In the next 30 minutes, traders in despair at Kantamanto in the Greater Accra region as they accuse leadership of the market union of embezzlement as they question the whereabouts of some 2.8 million Ghana cedis in relief funds, which Joy News understands has disappeared without a single trace.
We have not received anything.
So don't tell me that I have received money. I haven't received any donation.
A top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and quail and joy. A holy sleep, I am blessed, Suga. And as we know it, hopes were shattered. Dreams were almost falling apart when fire raced down scores of shops containing hundreds, if not millions, of worth of bills of clothing, mostly secondhand clothing at Kantamanto here in the Greater Accra region earlier last month. It took what many had to describe as the divine intervention and also the goodwill of scores of individual donors who got to secure some donations to the market women after they got that setback through the fire. Additionally, government equally committed some state funds up to the tune of some 1 million Ghana cedis, which was aimed at supporting the recovery of these petty trading activities, which significantly contributes to the economic gains of the country. Tonight, however, Joy News is learning that despite 2.8 million cedis in relief funds that have been secured, not a single trace of those funds can be reported. And this is stoking tension within the market trading union at Kantamanto here in the Greater Accra region. And we'll be hearing from some of the market women themselves who are tonight speaking to Joy News about how they want a better intervention at restoring trading activity within this market. But first, though, let's paint the picture to you and give you a vivid picture of what's been happening and what's at stake as we speak about this very well-known secondhand clothing market. Isaac Kofi Ajay's data analyst here at Joy News joins us with details on that. And Isaac, for those of us who know about the name, yes, it's Kantamanto, and many would go in there and make some selections in terms of their second-hand clothing. But we understand that this very market has an economic value in terms of the informal sector contribution to the Ghanaian economy. Paints that picture to us as to how Kantamanto is very critical to the growth of this country.
Well, so blessed Kantamanto. Kantamanto is the biggest second-hand clothing market in the country. And if you look at the global market for second-hand clothing, it's estimated around $5 billion. And we understand from the OEC data that Ghana remains the world's number one importer of second-hand clothing. And we also understand that some 15 million garments of second-hand clothing arrive in the country almost every year. And majority or a significant component goes to the Cantamantu market. So this is a market, a big market that we are talking about, a big contributor to the GDP of the country in terms of tracking it from the informal side.
And unfortunately, that disaster happened last month, where, of course, fire gutted this very market. In fact, it's strange to believe that that would have been the extent, but almost all shops or tents in there were raised down by fire. And that wreaked havoc for many who are trading within that area.
Yes, so Blessed, I mean, right after this raid, we understand that a number of people have been donating so far. And just like you put the right figure there, 2.8 million Ghana cedis is the total, cash received, cash donations. We are not even adding the materials, roofing sheets and woods and all of that. But in terms of the cash donations we've received so far, that's about $2.8 million at the moment.
And of course, we might want to highlight some of the breakdown in terms of the donations. I recall vividly the vice president then, Dr. Mahmoud Obamia, in fact, going there himself, making a cash donation and also pledging further funds and goodies such as CCTV cameras, we recall, when he made that pledge to the people of Cantamantu. Do we have some of the highlights of key donations that were made to these traders?
In fact, the Joy News Research Desk has been tracking every donation made to the Cantamantu market. And at the moment, we can count about 18 different donations from different individuals and institutions. That gives you that 2.8 million. Some also comes in the form of materials. Now, if you look at the whole, donations and commitments, the biggest one comes from the OOR Foundation, which committed some $1 million to
$1 million.
$1 million, and we understand that they made an upfront donation, cash of 1 million Ghana cedis. So the commitment is $1 million,
but and they went ahead. Upfront
is $1 million.
So, in fact, if we're going by the permutation, monies handed over to leadership of this group might even go beyond the 2.8 million that we're talking about.
Exactly.
Why so?
Yeah. In fact, I mean, if you add the OOR Foundation, they made some. The commitment to some, $1 million. That's about 15 million Ghana cedis, right? Now, in terms of this donation, they've already gone ahead to make a commitment of 1 million cedis.
Yeah.
If you compare that to what government of Ghana itself donated, that's also 1 million. So we have 2 1 millions in here. Now, the paramount chief of Kwewu, Dasebere Kwiamo Boateng III, also did some donations. Some 200,000 Ghana cedis was donated. Cheddar. Who was the
flag bearer of the movement for change? It happens, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, Cheddar also
of the
donated,
New Force, right?
Donated some 50,000 Ghana cedis to the Cantamantu traders. Benjamin Azamati, or Ghana's 100-meter runner, also donated some 10,000 Ghana cedis. There are big ones. For instance, Guta has been involved, 40,000 Ghana cedis. GCB Bank itself provided some soft loans to Cantamantu traders that they can come for it. Now you have the Scotland clothing dealers donating some 640,000 Ghana cedis plus 520 packets of roofing sheets. The value is worth some.
So in fact, this is an underestimated figure when we talk about 2.8 billion Ghana cedis, which the at least the market union is aware of. Beyond that,
that's actually the cash in hand.
Cash that we can talk about. If you're looking at the pledge, way beyond $1 million United States dollars, and it's just because of the important nature of this market we're talking about. But tonight, it is unfolding that all of these goodies cannot be traced. Listen to some of the market traders speak exclusively to Joy News about how they're becoming frustrated on the reconstruction and revival of their trading activities there.
So don't tell me that I have received money. I haven't received any donation.
Pledge. It's 3,900. Donation. I'm going to buy it.
I've lost 1.6 billion.
Auntie Maggie has been here for over 15 years, selling in the heart of the market. Her voice shakes as she recalls the disaster.
They said they are coming to donate something for us. We have learned, we have seen that they have come to donate something. We have not received anything. We have not received anything. They collected 10 million from me before they gave me this stick and the ceiling. The rest of the things, like you are saying, we have to do it ourselves. I don't have anything. The best thing I think the leaders should do is, when they come, we that we have lost our things, they should let us sit in our sheds so that they divide the money to us. But the way things are going, it is very pathetic. We are suffering.
And omo jija ma se omo penom bedidi ya de yani ma ani nkru ofie ya nyina ya ni abri o ya ni abri e kwan wa ya wo yesu nipa ya ya nipa ni so e jo bibia obehu ya wo tv so sa ya ya wa bontinu omo be sheye because ya nyama si che omo omo wo inside e bimun bo ya nyama si che omo ba mo nyomba jiji sika double Who cause la na ya pamu sa unni apata wo inside the entry out him
Unfortunate turnout of events, a reason for which you heard there, the sentiments of many of the traders, just represented through the voices you heard, many of them accusing leadership of making away with over 2.8 billion cedis in terms of the relief funds donated so far. We estimate that the figures could even be more, given the commitment of over $1 million United States dollars that has been committed to the reconstruction of this market. A reason for which I want to bring in now Dr. Joseph Obing, who's president of the Ghana Union of Traders. They, in fact, committed traders and their funds to the reconstruction of this market. Adam Sedano is an anti-corruption campaigner joining us via Zoom. And the traders themselves are beginning to speak out tonight. Josephine Kokoi Ama is one of the traders there. And Hekins Bwachi is one of the interim executive committee members of the Kantamanto fire incident. And Hekins, I want to start off with you because you've listened to the sentiments of the traders. They say that they cannot trace the funds that were donated. Hekins, I hope... Yes, Hekins, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So how do you respond to that, knowing that you're on the committee?
Yes, it's very unfortunate that there is a money, 2.8 million, coming to Kantamanto market. But as I'm talking now, the money the committee received is 651,200 Ghana cedis, the cash. Apart from the president, His Excellency President Mahama, 1 million Ghana cedis, but that one also with conditions, so that we have to share that 1 million to the market people. But apart from President 1 million, the money the executive received, cash, is 651,200 Ghana cedis.
And Hekins, you might want to speak up a bit for us. So if we're getting you right, you're saying that it is not true that these donations were made, that funds were given. In fact, the communication from the Chief of Staff's office is that you were given 1 million Ghana cedis. You're denying all of that?
No, the president have always give us 1 million Ghana cedis, and the president won. The president give the direction. You should share that money to the market people. So as I'm talking to you, we have about 15 groups in Kantamanto, and the committee ordered the chairman to bring to their data so that you know the members in their association, and maybe tomorrow or the next Monday, we are going to share the money according to the numbers they will bring to the committee.
That's shocking, isn't it? Why were you keeping the money for all this while? I guess the belief is that by now the market is up and running, you would have distributed the funds. Why were you sitting on the funds?
Yeah, we are not sitting on the funds. As I'm talking to you, I told you we are under the executives. We have 15 groups in Kantamanto. So we told the executive to bring their data so that you know how many people, maybe 7,000 or 9,000 or 10,000, before we can calculate it and share that 1 million Ghana cedis to them.
And let's understand this. Per your own calculation, how much money did you receive, and how much are you going to distribute to these market women?
As for the money we receive it, can you please allow me, I will mention the names and the amount.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I go ahead?
Yes, precisely.
Okay. The GUTA, Ghana Union Traders Association, gave us 40,000 Ghana cedis. Alan Tremantin gave us 100,000 Ghana cedis. Dr. Mahmoud Mahoumia gave us 200,000 Ghana cedis cash. Chada gave us 50,000. Wendy Shea gave us 10,000. Brother Dennis gave us 10,000. And Kwaku Bunsam gave us $1,000, equivalent to 16,000 Ghana cedis. And then Hanabisu, the NDC woman organizer, also gave us 10,000 cedis. And then the student from U.S., America, gave us 200 Ghana cedis. And then the Benjamin Azamati also gave us 10,000. And Daniel Mensah, 5,000. And the chiefs and the people from the Oko, also Koumai, also gave us 200,000 cedis. So the total amount of this one is 651,200 Ghana cedis, apart from President 1 million Ghana cedis.
Okay, because we've also been doing our checks, and Isaac, these figures he's putting out now, are we able to corroborate that?
I mean, there are some that are actually in our list, but I do not understand. Did he say that a group gave them 200 cedis?
Are you saying 200 cedis?
It's 200 cedis. 200 Ghana cedis. They are students. They are said they are in Ghana to make their project work. But as soon as they enter the Cantamount market, they don't know that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a fire and they don't have any money, so they give us 200.
Is it not questionable now that I mean, you've not given the money to the traders who these monies were initially intended for?
You know, as for now, there is a construction in the market. You want to fence the wall, so you can send your men to come to Cantamount. As I'm talking to you now, 5:47, there are construction on the Cantamount market to fence the wall. And you know we need about 10,000 bags of cement, iron rods, chickens, and the labor. So as for that money, unless you finish all the projects and the money left, you can share it. But apart from the president, that 1 million Ghana cedis, latest by Monday, we are going to share that money.
Okay. And if you're, I mean, going by the projection of this Cantamount reconstruction project, how much do you estimate might be left? Because the traders say they need at least some capital to work with to restart the business. How much are you aiming at disbursing out of the donations you receive?
There is an NGO called All Foundations, okay? Before they decide to buy all the woods, I mean the 2x6, 2x4, and then the 2x3. As I'm talking to you, they spent about 3,354 cedis, 445 Ghana cedis, only the wood. And they also target about 7,000 market people. They are giving 2,500 cedis each to each and everyone. That one also is 17,500,000 Ghana cedis. Okay? And as of now, they have disbursed about 3,819 Ghana cedis equivalent. Total is 9,547,500 Ghana cedis. So as for the money, we receive it unless we finish the reconstruction of the market before you can share the rest of the money with the
market
people.
I'm interested in that because that was not the directive. But just hold on for us. Some of the traders are also on with us. And Dr. Joseph Obeng, fortunately, is also with us. They committed some funds. And Doc, you're getting to hear for the very first time that the 400,000 Ghana cedis you committed to these Cantamount traders, it's unfair to say it cannot be traced now. They say they have a trace, except to say it has to be expended on the project and not for the market women. Doc? Dr. Obeng, I hope you can hear me.
Hello.
Okay, so we'll get Dr. Joseph Obing shortly, but the voice you hear now is that of Josephine Ama. Josephine Ama is one of the Kantamanto market women. And Josephine, you've been hearing from your leadership. Do you believe what they tell you?
Well, we believe them because we have been with them for a long time. But on this matter, we are saying what I'm saying what I know. I don't know about someone else, but for what I know, is what I'm saying. But we have been with them for a long time, and so we believe them. Until this thing happens, we don't have any problem or any disbelief for them.
And as you can hear from your colleagues there, some of them say there is selectivity either in the distribution of the money. Some can't, you know, assess any of the funds at all. How much of a worry is it to those of you who are trading there, who need money and the capital to restart your business?
Sorry, let me come again.
So many of your, colleague workers in the market, those who are traders as well, they are concerned about the fact that they can't access the money so they can restart their businesses. They want capital, but they can't find the money. That's their concern. How worried are you as a group, a group of traders who are now asking your leaders to release their monies to you?
For now, we are very, very worried. We don't have, some of us, we have lost a lot of things, and we don't have money enough to do the best. All that we are doing now is people supporting us from outside, or even relatives, or even children. Me, for instance, it's my children who gave me money to rebuild my structure again. It's my children. And I'm still doing it. It's getting to 10,000 cities right now to rebuild my shop. You see? So we need the money at least. So that some of us that we lost a lot, I know the money won't be enough. It won't be enough because we have plenty. So you don't expect that whatever you have, you should get it. But at least to support us. So for the money, we are pleading with them.
Okay.
We need it.
Let's see if some help will come through. Thanks, Josephine, for joining us. And it's a good time now to bring in Dr. Joseph Obing, who's president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. Doc, I was asking the question earlier about how much was committed. You committed funds as Guta, and this was meant for the traders. Now the market leadership is saying they have a different plan.
Yeah. So they are in the process of compiling all the victims' addresses and their details, and also to verify the authenticity of everything. So I think by Monday they will finish. So no payment have been committed from the donation that was given by the government. Neither has any donation that have been committed by individuals been used. As a matter of fact, they used some of them to make the fencing of the place and all that. But then the actual sharing of the money will start very soon. I also know that some NGO, All Nations, they came to the market and they have relationship with the secondhand clothing dealers association. I think they were able to verify and then give some monies to some of the victims. And that's all that I know for now. But then anybody who says that he's not registered for the money, this is verifiable. It shouldn't be a situation that everybody can go and say that my goods are bent. So you have to go write your name to gather about 12 associations, certain associations there in that same vicinity. And so they can go to any of them, write their name, they come and verify, and then when the sharing starts, probably somewhere next week, then everybody will get his bit. It's not going to be anything bigger do because of the numbers involved. But then everybody who is affected will get a share of whatever have been contributed.
You are a businessman yourself. In fact, you represent a group of traders, so you understand the importance of time and urgency in capital. The value may be further declining if you're not putting that money to use as early as possible. I hope you understand the sentiment of this market, women.
You see that the whole thing is a process. If you don't get you your shelter, how do you then start praying? So when we started, we have to build the pavilions and all that, put the roofs and all that, provide the security to get the comfort to you for you to start. Because they can't give you money where the place that got burnt is built for you. Where are you going to put your wares? So anybody who is talking in that sense is not having a shop. Anybody who is having a shop, actually having a shop that was burnt, is bent on getting the place built for him or her. Then we talk about the money. So there are about 12 sectors which is, and they've registered a lot of names. And then the next thing is to verify, and then they share all this money, however little or whatever. We give it to everybody for everybody to start again. But we are still appealing that we need the support. We are not done yet. And so people should still support. But all nations have done well. They have committed some payment to some of the victims. And they are a foreign NGO who are in Ghana. Yeah.
Okay. Grateful, Doc. And for you, Hekins, the issue about carrying out an audit on, you know, the funds you've received so far, and also checking possibly the numbers that you'd be working with, because some people, as Dr. Obeng was pointing to, may show up in the next few days, just as you've announced the date to be Monday, show up at your offices and say, we deserve the monies too. Are you going to carry out an audit first of all?
So we are not going to do anything just haphazardly. We are going to do everything as it should be. We are taking our time to compare the names and even actually verify, and then do the proper sharing, and then everything will be published for the public to have the confidence in us, in the leadership.
And I'm grateful to you, Dr. Joseph Obeng, who's president of the Ghana Union of Traders. Hekins Bwachi, if you can hear me. Going forward on Monday, what then will be the modality for identifying persons who would be eligible for the recovery funds that you'll be distributing? You'll be distributing 2.8 billion, correct?
No, it is not 2.8 billion, please.
Okay, so
I'm surprised you are talking about 2.8 million.
So give us a clarity on that. How much are you distributing? Yes. How will you identify the people, and what modalities are you going to be using them?
Yeah, first we are going to distribute the president 1 million Ghana cedi first, and now the All Foundation already have the data about 7,000 people. So the soft chairman will bring their members the name. After that, we will go to the share by share to give the money back to the market people.
If there's a message tonight for the market women, those we've heard of, for instance, who are accusing you of mismanaging the funds, plundering the funds, the fact that it cannot be traced, what simple message would you want to leave them with? Many who are besieging your offices, asking for the funds to be released.
You know, they should have confidence in the leadership. And everybody know me, Mr. Akins. So if they don't understand a certain thing, they come to the office, the executive will explain everything to them. I think they will understand. It is not like we are mismanaging the fund. No, we can't do that.
Grateful that you've provided some clarity. We'll hold you to your words next week as you commence the disbursement. That Kins Bwachi, the Interim Executive Committee member of the Kantamanto Fire Disaster. And also grateful to Dr. Joseph Obeng, who's president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. And to you, Josephine Kokoi Amala. Who is a trader, as we understand, at the Kantamanto market. We look forward to that distribution or disbursement, which will be happening next Monday. This is Joy 99.7.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.